So Richie was just asking me what was the first question, and I informed Richie that the first question was that when I meditate, sometimes I feel light, physically the body's light. Is that the same as emptiness that Richie was talking about? And Richie said the answer is no. It is one of the experiences. You can have experiences of happiness, of lightness, of clarity, of bliss, those kinds of things. But it's not emptiness.
That's all.
Dhamma is nature.
Yeah. Dhamma is nature.
That's good.
Tame your mind.
Oh, yes.
Anyone?
There is no I.
Ah, this is very important too. There's no I. Really? What is the benefit of no I? No fear, no anger.
Get rid of your anger and ego.
How to practice bodhisattva? How to think bodhisattva?
What everybody
has here? That is not bodhicitta. It is metta.
Through compassion.
Through compassion? How to practice? How to think? Yeah.
Take everybody's suffering.
I see? What?
The cause of suffering.
Then?
You're on the way.
Yes. You're only using one word. Giving life word. You check. Right now. Everybody clap. Wow. Which feeling came in your mind? You need to practice like this. Like for example, like me, I sit in down, what I feel. Now I sit here, oh, everybody doing like this. Oh. Slowly come up. Again, oh, no. That is the practice. When you up there, when you have need, when you have pain, when you have luxury life, when you have happiness, Dharma need to be think again. More times, think Dharma. Measurement your happiness. Don't fool by beautiful things. Don't fool me. Don't go that in. When you are suffering, you only think of Dharma. No choice. No? So you need to be cautious more. That's why I tell people, when somebody scold me, say something bad, I'm easier to practice Dharma. But somebody says something good about me, very difficult to practice Dharma. Okay, tell me again, the bodhicitta. How to practice? What we meditate? What I said 5 times? What he said 5 times? What I said? Yes, what is the bodhicitta first? Bodhicitta. But how to practice?
The mother of all sentient beings.
All mothers and sentient beings.
To be released from suffering.
Released from suffering.
The cause of suffering.
Cause of suffering.
And to
Oh, to retirement. That is how you think. May all mother sentient beings free from suffering. When you say suffering, you try to picture some few suffering. When you say cause of suffering, you try to picture ego, my clinging, my anger. Oh, this all I want to be wished to feel free from the sentient beings. Then into enlightenment. Enlightenment is what? Oh, like a Buddha realization, like this realization. I don't know how to realize, I didn't realize. But it's okay, I know Buddha realized. Or I want to see all sentient beings realized like as a Buddha. That is how you should think. And what is Bodhisattva Anapana? How to practice that? Breathe in? What do you breathe in?
All the suffering.
Okay. Then breathe only suffering or what?
All the bad things.
All the bad things of everybody.
Only bad things?
Bad things and all the
cause of suffering. You breathe in. Then
put it into
your
bowl.
Exhale out. Then bowl blood. Breathe in, breathe out what?
Breathe out. Happiness, enlightenment, all good feelings.
Everyone.
Okay, I tell you one thing. Wherever you attach to something, you have a very nice bed and you like to sleep in nice, beautiful, very beautiful, very nice smell, very cursory.
Soft
bed, you like this, you like the cursory, nice feeling. Oh, again you have the attachment there. Now I'm going tomorrow to pray, give dana tomorrow morning. After finish dana, I have attachment to the merit I accumulate from dana. So, okay, now I want to give all my attachment to my happiness, my cause of happiness, everything I give. That way you reduce attachment to your pleasures. You reduce your attachment to virtue actions. That is how you practice in taming mind. When you breathe in, all the sentient beings, including my parents, enemies, or suffering, and the cause of suffering, and you visualize me, I, like a ball, or everything dissolved in there, then I blast, then relax. Relax means don't accept, don't reject, keep natural position. Thought comes, just keep natural, thought disappears. Okay, like that. When you do prescription, what do you think? Yes. But after that, this were you true, yeah? You doing prescription to Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. Then taming your pride is good. When you do prostration, you need to try to bring negative emotion, what you just done wrong. And particular 1 through 3, you can say 3 jewel. Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya. Yes. But my body, whatever I create bad karma, I try to confess. Whatever I created from my speech, I confess. Whatever I create from my mind, I confess. I want to confess. In front of 3 jewels, whatever I done, I confess. Then you want to extra visualization, from Buddha, on the back, all the texts, teachings. In the Sangha round, then from their body, they like a radiant light, and touch your body, speech, mind. Then you say, I receive the teaching samari. I receive the blessings from teachings. I receive the blessings from Buddha. I receive the blessings from Dharma and Sangha. Thing like that. This is how you do. When you offer butter lamb, what do you think? Just like that, or what do you think? Oh, this butter lamb is a wisdom. This butter lamb is like this wisdom. I want to represent wisdom. I offer to Buddha to gain all the sentient beings, including me. I want to, get the wisdom, arise, achieve nirvana or enlightenment. I offer the butter lamb. To who? Of course, Buddha. And Dharma and Sangha. When you offer flowers, again, I told you before, discipline, five precepts, or four precepts, or three precepts, or one precept, or eight precepts, or 10 precepts, or 253 precepts, or other 450 or 350, I don't know, usually our is 253. That precept, all the precepts you're thinking about, what do you have? I have two precepts, for example. Okay, then I want to offer the flower, a very nice smell. So I keep my precept very nicely, and the result of like nice smells of my precept, like this flower. May Buddha bless me. I can keep my precept well. Everything you do, do with your practice, inner practice. Then what you offer? Smoke, smell, Indian with a tool,
chopstick.
What do you think? Buddha, you are very smelly, that's why I want to offer chopstick. Really, you need to be careful, you need to think what you do. You should think. When you go around, what do you think? That's why I teach you one very simple method. Okay, for example, morning you wake up. Yes? When you wake up, you visualize Buddha in the front. Your fourth level is his throne. Okay? Then you supplicate. Supplicate, oh Buddha, bless me. Like that. And from Buddha, light come, go to you. Then slowly Buddha like this. Stay. Like this. Okay? So all day stay like this. Sometimes you go around, you can visualize Buddha in your right shoulder. So that means you're going round. How they visualize? When you visualize you're drinking, bring down in your neck. I'm offering to Buddha, not to me.
Yes.
Like that you do. When you go to sleep, in your heart is an 8-petal flower, lotus flower. And Buddha, size of thumb, stays in the flower. The flower little bit like this, not all open, little bit like this, very light. And you think of little bit, not so much, then you can't sleep. You focus very little bit focus, you sleep, whole sleeping. How many hours you sleep, everything is thinking Buddha. Understand? It's very easy to accumulate merit faster. Because in the day, the mind go like this. When you're sleeping, sleep with the Buddha thinking, whole like 6 hours of Buddha practice. When you're angry, angry in the sleep, whole 6 hours angry. Anger. Very bad. Like that. So you want to gain wisdom, you need to visualize Buddha in your heart. You want to gain blessings, sometimes you have pain, diseases, unhappy, you visualize Buddha above your head, in the crown. Then you think, get blessings come down like this. How you do? Very simple, huh? Not that difficult at all. Very simple. And how the Buddha look like? Means how? What is Buddha's? Buddha is like a human being, like a flesh? No. You visualize Buddha like this, like flesh like this, and not good. You need to visualize Buddha like a rainbow. You can see, but you cannot catch. Because it represents emptiness. Something solid is not that good. Not solid. One thing I want to say, real Buddha is your understanding of emptiness. The emptiness understanding, that is the real Buddha. I am not saying, Buddha himself in the Dhammakatara Sutra, he says, whoever sees that emptiness, that is the real Buddha. You look at my body as a Buddha. You look at my speech as Buddha. You are on the wrong path. So that's why this Buddha form is our reminder, our respect. We need to think of our Buddha all the time. We don't want to forget his kindness. That's why we have Denji, we have a statue, and we think it's a real Buddha, and I respect you, I offer things, please bless me, like a reminder. And Buddha taught how to achieve the real Buddha. Then you meditate. The real Buddha is not separate from your realization. I'm not saying that. Dhammakatara Sutra saying that. Understand? This little bit advance. Generally people, I don't say that. Understand? Normal people, I say, oh, Buddha here, okay, pray, okay, no problem. But when you come to the meditation, like you all regularly, you came many times. Almost like 3-4 times. Now today is the 5th, you came until 5th. So I thought I should say little bit deeper the meaning of the Buddha. Many people think Buddha is out, out, out. Yes, why not out? But when you really realize the Buddha is not separate of your understanding, your realization, the emptiness. There's a many bhikkhus, many masters, they die. They die like Buddha. Not, don't say like die. Nirvana. Like
Buddha. Nirvana.
Like that. Okay? Understand?
Yes.
So Buddha, morning wake up in the front. You say, morning wake up.
In the
front.
It's
very important. You don't say, you only think, you forget. Then you supplicate.
Supplicate.
And I receive blessings.
Blessings.
Then slowly Buddha turn around. Stay on the ground. Oh. When I drink, when I eat. Buddha in my throat.
When I go to sleep.
Buddha in my heart.
Oh,
like that. Understand?
Yes.
Sometimes your meditation is not good. When you want to gain wisdom, you visualize Buddha here in the heart center. This is very, very benefits. Okay, that's it. I'm sorry. Again, every day I need to say sorry. I'm very bad mindfulness. I forgot. Okay. Alright, so I'm going to start session, huh? Kangi tu ze nye zone dawa tamje pawe tir tambe chune tun ze ba ko dam de la jang za lo ko jang du zem garo jire zem be ma garan jem bang ni jung a so lo nyang de zem jang so kadre la ma nam la zor wa de sin ye lu lo to par chen je lo. The first supplication is very, very interesting. Kangi tu ze nye zone dawa tamje, very compassionate, who holds all the sentient beings, Buddha, your teachings is all the time beyond all the views. That is his is the meaning. Second, think carefully. Your teaching is all the time beyond views. And what you taught, Dharma. I prostrate you, Buddha. His teachings is nothing, honestly, ultimate. Buddha's teaching is beyond our conceptions. Excellent. That's why that means beyond all the views. Enlightened Buddha. This praise is like this. The praise is done by Nagarjuna. His praise by Nagarjuna in his book in the middle way. Hanki took the near sun, Tawa Tam Jipang with Tambi Chuni Tunzeba Kodam de la Chat, Kodam de la Chatam. Gautam, you, I perceive you. Like that. You read.
So we come now to the next part, which says, giving up fixation on objects of attachment and aversion as being real during post-meditation. So, giving up fixation on the object of attachment as being real, the root verse 23 says, when encountering a beautiful object, one should consider it to be like a rainbow in summertime. It appears attractive, yet it is not thought to be truly existent. To so give up attachment is the practice of bodhisattva.
Second one is
giving up fixation on the object of aversion as being real. So the root verse 24 says, the various sufferings are just like the death of one's child in a dream. How very tiring to grasp illusory appearances as being real. Therefore, when encountering adverse circumstances, it is the practice of bodhisattvas to regard them as illusions.
So here it says very clearly that when you see a very pleasure things, you should think it's like a summer rainbow. Rainy. Because the rainbow is more raining time, huh? Monsoon, isn't it? Monsoon rainbow. It looks very beautiful, but it's not really existent. So you need to reduce your attachment. So that is a very strong practice from ultimate truth. That just before death, before our Thai music. Oh. Okay. It's very nice. Okay. So, here says, for example, I think this music is a very good example. Sound appears, yes? Oh, very nice. You attach through your ear. Oh, very beautiful, very nice, very nice to hear. But when you really try to search where the sound coming from, you really cannot identify where the sound really coming from. Do you understand? Exactly like that. Whenever you see something, face, picture, drink, you really need to examine very deeply, like what we taught just before that. Where is the mind? Yes. Where is the mind? Where is the emotion? What you don't find? Yes. Need to investigate. What you don't really find, and relax. Exactly like this. This is the same thing they're talking about through desires. Now here they're going to talk about again. For example, he says the sufferings. Oh, my lovely son or daughter or my lovely whatever, grandson, I saw they are dying, very much pain. Everything is delusion. Delusion. Like your dream. You know, I tell you one short story of my dream. One day, in my dream, I saw my father dead. I saw my mother dead. I saw all my sister dead. Ah, very painful. I'm so stupid, I don't recognize it's my dream. I really thought it's really true. I cry. Then I wake up, my tears is pouring down. I wake up, minutes I need to think carefully. It's my dream. Exactly like that. Right now, we have so much pain because we think it's real. It truly exists. We hold very gracefully, very strongly. Our grasping is very strong, very hard, truly. Until here, the pain. How much you... When you realize in the dream, you're dreaming. Son die, father die, it's my dream. Yes? In real, you think it really exists like that? It's painful. Yes? That is your measurement. That is your measurement. Even when you have painful things, that is your measurement. Wherever you feel it's difficult to give up, that is your measurement. Understand? Fear can be, anger can be, and so forth. So these two they're talking about very much ultimate true practice. Measurement, yes. Measurement. Because Mope, she's love her child. He says, your measurement.
Why do then we have to go through this world and be? Why are we born that way? Why are we taught?
Attachment.
Why are we taught that we have to be?
Attachment. Ignorant. Why you dream? You sleep. And you're dreaming. Understand?
The newborn baby will have
I don't know how to say. Honestly, I don't know how to say. Because I say no attachment. Look like he has attachment to his body, huh? When you slap him, he cry. So he have a feeling. But I don't know if he thinks it's him or not. This I don't know. I don't remember. This is the one that is the one reason. Some people say, you know, Master, I don't believe past life, future life, because I don't remember. And I said, that reason is very bad, because you don't remember you drinking the mother's milk. Some people, they don't remember. Some don't remember when they come out from mother's womb. So that means you didn't come from mother's womb? Because you didn't remember. That is not a good reason. Like that. I say many, many things. Not that important.
So the next section, now we come to training the six perfections and the six paramitas. Okay, so it starts on verse 25, the training in generosity. If when wishing for enlightenment, one must give up even one's body. So giving up external objects goes without question. Therefore, it is the practice of the Bodhisattvas to be generous without any hope for reward
or
posterity. That was the next parameter is training and discipline. It says, lacking discipline, one will not accomplish one's own benefit. And so the wish to accomplish the benefit of others will be laughable. Therefore, it is the practice of Bodhisattvas to observe discipline free from any mundane ambitions. The next paramita is training in patience. Verse 27 says, for a Bodhisattva who wishes for the enjoyment of virtue, all harm doers are like precious treasures. Therefore, it is the practice of Bodhisattvas to cultivate patience free of hatred and animosity towards anyone. Next is training in diligence. Root verse 28 says, even the Shravakas and Pacheka Buddhas, who accomplish only their own benefit, are seen to be as persistent as those extinguishing a fire burning in their hair. It is the practice of the Bodhisattvas to muster diligence, the source of all qualities for the benefit of all beings. And the next is the fifth paramita, training in meditative concentration. Root verse 29 says, having understood that clear seeing, fully endowed with peaceful resting, completely destroys negative emotions. It is the practice of bodhisattvas to cultivate a meditative concentration that truly transcends the four formless realms. And the last one, which is the paramita of training in knowledge, the sixth paramita. Root verse 30 says, lacking knowledge, the five other paramitas are not sufficient for the attainment of perfect enlightenment. Hence, it is the practice of bodhisattvas to train in knowledge, endowed with method and beyond conceptions of the three spheres.
Lenda na mil reva sastre. Lenda na mil reva. Chimba kaso. Lenda na mil reva sedo chimba. Quotation mal dikha sedi. Tawa tawa rute dikha se. Yurit ki celebrate ko mis tawa. Mhm.
So when here they talk about generosity, it's very important to have first right motivation. Generosity is means offering to Buddha, Dharma Sangha, generous to support your parents. Then you give generosity for the beggars, to all sentient beings. But very importantly, they're talking about first motivation, right motivation. Motivation is what? Tell me. What motivation you should have when you practice Dharma? Yes, but I'm thinking something in my mind. What? Come on. You say you understand. You said like this. Goodwill, yes. But what in this term, Bodhisattva 37 practices, what motivation you should have? Yes, loving kindness. Bodhicitta.
Yes.
Motivation is very important. Bodhicitta is what? Before giving. May all mother sentient beings free from suffering, cause of suffering, attain enlightenment realization like Buddha. I want to offer this flower. Okay, so what motivation? Tell me. What? Motivation, what? Which motivation? Yes. Bodhicitta. Okay, loving kindness. Okay, this is my wish, good wish. I wish you happy and cause of happiness. Suffering, this is suffering. I wish you free from this suffering, cause of suffering. Yes, bodhicitta. All mother sentient beings, free from suffering, cause of suffering, attain enlightenment. I want to do this practice. I want to do over this drink. I want to do prostration. I want to eat this food, for example. Then that motivation, you apply one single step. That step going to multiply every day more than other karma, other actions, because you have a bodhicitta. Then a few days ago, I told many times, bodhicitta's results, benefit is very, very strong. Bodhicitta is like end of this world. They say they have this fire in Abhidharma. Yes, example. Like a very, very strong heat can burn everything. Exactly like that, bodhicitta is like this. Like that heat can burn all the bad karmas. Just practicing bodhicitta, reduce all the bad karmas. First benefit. Second benefit, they said bodhicitta, when you apply the bodhicitta for 1 minute, for example, that this is whole space, is this cup.
you pour water, yeah? This water is Bodhicitta's merit. You pour everything here, you, this whole space cannot, how to say, hold the Bodhicitta's virtue. That much strong. So what motivation? I talk 5 sessions, you know. So in the generosity here, most important, of course, you all know generous giving, but right motivation, discipline, right motivation, diligence, right motivation, patience, right motivation, meditation, right motivation, Pajaparamita, right motivation, this all same, you need. What? Right motivation? Bodhicitta. Now you do generosity. Here this says very clearly, for instant enlightenment, very important to give, how to say, generous, giving your wealth, your yourself to sentient beings. So most important here, that you need to understand, mostly when we give generosity, like for example, I give this money, yes? What we in the, my mind? Here, this is what I get back, the results to giving this, offering this to Buddha. What result I can get back to give the dana to monk? Okay, that is wrong. Not the Bodhisattva practice of generosity. Very big difference. And lendang rewa. One is lendang rewa lamdo, ni tamu lamdo. One is the result. One is how.
So the literal being is no hope whatsoever for some sort of a reward or return.
Oh, return.
Okay, huh? And also no, yeah,
and also no return.
No hope for some positive karmic ripening in the future.
So
expectations.
No expectations. When I went to San Francisco, and they have lower bridge. I don't know where that bad, but they have lower bridge, and they have place to stand and. Ask money, yeah? I saw one man. Then he put here, you give me $1, Jesus Christ is going to give you 100,000. Then I told my friend to stop. And I'm so rushed because everybody car in the back. So I pick, I have $5, I can, then I just throw him, then I run. I'm so happy. Right away, he give. Then he went inside, I look in the back, another inside. You know, he give to him that bag, and other one. So now I think like how he write here, oh yes, I give 5 limits, I get $500,000. That is wrong, because you don't have no bodhicitta. Now you thinking of yours. So now when you do generosity, very important, I don't want, how to say, reward. I don't want anything result back. Whatever I accumulate merit, I want to give you that too, with my generosity, you give that. And don't think that the practice is very, very powerful, because indirectly is reducing your clinging. I already reducing. Do you understand? It's a very difficult practice. Huh? You do that? Yes. But you give everything what you give every day. Then it's best. That's why I told many people, yeah, I told many times, you can give, but you cannot give your virtue. Huh? You cannot give your virtue. I can't give my virtue. But my virtue is mine. Now you think you can achieve nirvana? I'm doubt. I am very big doubt. Now, what Buddha said in Dharmapada, said that the quotation, very beautiful quotation. He said, now people say, I have my child, I have my wealth, but when you don't have yourself, how you can say everything you have? Buddha said very clearly there. Why our eyes not open? Buddha said very clearly, there's not only Bodhisattva practice. When you give offering, I want to give everything. You don't have no result back. That means you're not going to. Don't think that you're not going to have results. But you don't have no attachment to results. Because when you have attachment, that is attachment. And attachment does what? Attachment brings you samsara. Same thing. That's why my master says, whether it's black iron chain or whether it's silver chain, if the chain is chain, it's going to bind you. If chain is chain, whether it's a white dog beat you, whether it's a black dog beat you. Same thing. Just can do that. Don't just oxygen. You can have it. Chilo 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 chilo. Okay, so about the, now generosity to finish. When we talk about discipline, it's a very important to, again, discipline is very important. Here says, when you don't practice discipline well for yourself, how you can benefit others? So because of that, without any samsaric motivation, with a good motivation, you should keep at least 5 shields, 5 precepts or 4 precepts or 3 precepts is very, very important. When you keep precepts, don't be too bright, too proud. Don't be too proud. When you have precepts, you keep as a precept and check, be mindful all the time to your negative emotions. Now here, patient, they says here, who practice bodhisattva path, they cease the enemy's work and somebody hate to you. They cease as a very rich wealth for achieve enlightenment, because they can practice. The most supreme practice is a patient. So when enemy comes, bodhisattva don't take, oh, not good. They don't see like that. They say, oh, very good. I got very good achieve. In English, opportunity. Oh, I have this opportunity right now. I should practice patience. That would be very enjoyable, very joy. No, they say, oh, I don't want to practice. Why like that? Why this world, everything come under me? They don't think like that. They say, oh, I practice now. As opportunity to practice patience. Then how bodhisattva practice patience? For example, now here they're talking about again, how is it, diligent. For example, here they says, when the diligent example here, they says, when you hair burn, you do like this, yeah? That is very diligent. Yes? You don't wait. I do tomorrow. You don't say like that. Put water, put in the table. Like that. Exactly like this. When it comes to the point of diligence, when you see these arahant practitioners, when you have, they have this renunciation to samsara, they have so diligent to practice. Exactly, bodhisattva, you should be more diligent because you want to benefit whole sentient beings. That is how they practice. But the example is very interesting, because one time in the temple, one American lady has, you know, this hair like this, you know, I don't know what they call, like that, you know, and they stay a little bit back, near to the candle, you know, and we smell, I said, what, fire, then all the monks need to jump in his hair, her hair, and try to pull. The hair is very funny, huh? When it burns, it burns very fast, like that. First she just said, what happening? Now here, meditation time, he said, Buddha said very, in Dhammapada, when you don't practice meditation, the wisdom wanes. That's why you need to practice meditation. So here, exactly going to say same thing. When you want to really gain want to be free from samsara, or free from your pain, or you free from your anger or fear, or jealousy or regret or loneliness or depression or guiltiness, whatever you want to be free from, very important to need to practice samadhi, meditation. So to gain the samadhi is very important. So I'd like to say, when you do the meditation of shamatha, very important to understand four quality of shamatha. Four quality. The first most important, you need to be right position of your body. Okay? Right position of your body. Okay? And I taught two different. One is left hand below, right hand up, two thumbs touching, like this. Or second is say resting our mind in a natural position. So putting these two palms on your knee and relax shoulder, backbone let us straight. Okay, that is how meditation position is. Number second quality, mind is should be one pointed. Focus, one focus. No many focus, only one focus. Some people say, when I meditate and look in the flower, flowers moving. Then I say, that means you're not focused. Not focused. So that's why you need to be only look at the flower, just flower, not moving, nothing, just perfectly, one pointedly to flower or anything you want to focus. Number third, very important, have some clarity. When you don't have no clarity, then no clarity. Understand? It's like a dumb. It's like a dumb. You need to be just clarity, like very sharp clarity. That I'm focusing just flower. Mind through focus through eye to the flower. That you need clarity. Number four quality of shamatha. No distraction. or your position right, your eye not move, your breath exactly same. Very good. Your mind cooking. Thai curry. Pad Thai. Pad Thai. Then that's not good. So that's why they have four qualities. Right position of body, one pointed, clarity, no distraction. That is the four quality of shamatha meditation. Samadhi. Finish? So in the number six, they say without the Ranja Paramita wisdom, then other generosity, discipline, patience, diligence, meditation become just a five practices, not a paramita. Paramita, to become a paramita, very important to have Panja Paramita. When you don't have Panja Paramita with generosity, Panja Paramita with discipline, then the discipline and the generosity doesn't call paramita, just generosity. So how to become paramita? How I should practice? That is the question. Yes? So for example, just generosity. This is my to give. Good motivation. All mother sentient beings free from suffering, cause of suffering, into enlightenment like Buddha, give to you. Just generosity. Okay? Now, Panchaparamita start. May all sentient beings free from suffering, cause of suffering, and enlightenment. Who is the giver? It's just like an illusion. What I want to give is just illusion. Who I'm going to give you is give to a subject is just illusion. Just try to see like a picture, like an illusion, like a dream. And you give. That is very near to Panchaparamita. Not real, but very near. Real Panchaparamita, look at your emptiness. I just told you, meditation, emptiness, motivation, good motivation, little bit of meditation with emptiness, then give. Then generosity become Panchaparamita. Generosity, how to say, Paramita, generosity Paramita. Paramita means transcendence or beyond. Beyond from where? Beyond from my conception, concepts or conceptual mind. That means Paramita. Now understand? Oh, I exist, you are exist, I want to give exist. That we don't call Paramita, generosity. We just call generosity. Now, I make simple. I want to be healthy, I want to be wealthy, I want to be long life, I want to give you samsara, generosity. Okay? Result only samsara. I hate this samsara, I want to be free from the samsara, I want to achieve nirvana. That generosity become a condition for nirvana, to achieve nirvana. Now, may all sentient beings, mother sentient beings, free from suffering, cause of suffering, entering enlightenment, I want to practice this generosity for the sattva generosity, for entering enlightenment. May all sentient beings, free from suffering, cause of suffering, entering enlightenment, I am not exist like illusion, my giving is not exist like illusion, where I give to is not exist illusion. Bodhisattva generosity paramita. Okay. So now I need somebody need to read. No. I need to finish this. The only few lines and finish. Now, few line is advice of practitioners. Very good advice. I like that very much. It's punch in heart. Bah! I like this kind of teaching. Punch in my heart because I'm too stupid. This is very nice. Say, Joe going to read for you. Yeah, read all four.
So the next section is called Training in the Four Dharmas as taught in the sutras. Okay. So the first one is examining one's confusion so that it may be dispelled. Root verse 31 says, when not examining one's own confusion, it is possible to have the appearance of a Dharma practitioner while doing what is not Dharma. Therefore, it is the practice of Bodhisattvas to relinquish their own confusion through continuously examining.
Second advice
is giving up proclaiming the faults of Bodhisattvas. Root verse 32 says, if due to negative emotions one speaks of the faults of other Bodhisattvas, oneself will become corrupted. Hence, it is the practice of Bodhisattvas not to speak of the faults of those who have entered the great vehicle.
Number third is more to Sangha, more for Bhikshu and Bhikshuni.
The third advice is giving up attachment to the benefactor's household. The root verse 33 says, as quarreling back and forth in order to gain honor and wealth degenerates the activities of learning, reflecting and meditating, it is the practice of Bodhisattvas to give up all attachment to households of family, friends and sponsors. And the last advice, giving up uttering harsh words. Root verse 34 says, harsh words disturb the minds of others and cause the Bodhisattva's conduct to degenerate. Therefore, it is the practice of Bodhisattvas to give up harsh words which are unpleasant for others.
This four is very, very... It's very, very simple. It's not that difficult. The first advice says, you need to
all the time to recognize your own negative emotions and your negative acts. When you don't really cautious and you don't really recognize them, and you're going to act like you're a Dharma practitioner, but you can do a lot of not Dharma acts. So that's why be cautious with your negative emotions. So every day you need to check what negative emotion I have, what I did wrong with Dharma ropes. Oh, this is very, very important. The second advice is very, very, I think it's very useful for us, because we like to, nowadays people, we like to criticize people. So he here says, don't criticize with negative emotions. When you try to criticize to others, that means you degenerating your own practices. So that's why don't criticize others, including bodhisattvas. So honestly speaking, where is the bodhisattva? I don't know. I don't know who is bodhisattva and not. So better don't criticize. You see, I try to criticize. I think you are not bodhisattva. I can criticize you, but you are bodhisattva higher than me. Then finish. Very bad karma. This says in the sutras. I don't think so. And they says here that you kill all three realms sentient beings, cut head off, but you just criticize one bodhisattva. That is more worse than cutting off all three realms both sentient beings head. Because three realms is not that much. Bodhisattva is where the space prevails. It's all. That's why be careful with your this too lip with a very funny white color eating everything. Be careful with that. Don't try to speak too much. My master says like this. His mouth is very, very bad. My master, meditation master. I say, why? He eat everything. Talk all bad. It's very, very bad. It's my master said. It's not this teaching. I just telling my master. Number third one is more picchu and more picchuni. It's not that serious for your practitioners. He's saying that who does offerings to danas, who sponsors, and how to say, don't try to debate is who sponsors. It ties to the sponsors and sponsors' homes. It's not good. So that's why bodhisattva, they don't, how to say, their practice reduce to sponsors and sponsors' homes. It's very, very simple. It's not for the public. So the last one saying is for all of us, saying they don't say very harsh word to people to make other people upset and angry. That is not really bodhisattva path. Bodhisattva path is to make other people more happy, not angry and upset. So try to say less harsh word and the bad word to people. So this is the four advice from Sutra to Bodhisattva practitioners. Okay. So
only three verses left. The next one is training in giving up negative emotions. Good verse number 35 says, when habituated to negative emotions, the antidotes can hardly reverse them. Therefore, as soon as attachment and so forth arise, it is the practice of bodhisattvas to, in the moment of mindfulness, take up the weapon-like antidote and destroy the negative emotions. Next is training in accomplishing the benefit of others through mindfulness. Verse 36 says, in short, whatever I may do throughout my activities, I ask, what is my mind doing? Thus, it is the practice of bodhisattvas to accomplish the benefit of others with continuous mindfulness and conscientiousness. And the last one, dedication of virtue towards complete enlightenment. Group verse 37 says, in order that all the virtue accomplished diligently in this way may clear away the suffering of limitless beings, it is the practice of bodhisattvas to dedicate all virtue towards enlightenment with the knowledge of the three spheres, complete purity.
So I'm really interested in this verse, because when you keep negative emotion to opposite of suppress? Release, and other word, suppress. Release. Okay. Free, Mare. I have my own word, I forgot. No? No. Suppress. Express. When you try to express your negative emotions again and again, in the end, the antidote is going to be very difficult to tame the negative emotions. In the Vinaya teachings, they explain in the sutra that when you see us the tree of small, how to say, it's green, huh? Small shoot is the tree's thing, yeah? You plant a shoot and the tree grows, no?
No. You plant the seed,
shoots come. When you keep the shoot in your finger, you can cut the shoot through your fingernails. But when you shoot growing on the land, on the ground, after you try to use axe, you cannot cut the tree. Exactly that way, this is the example here. When you be mindful with conscientious, okay, I'm not good English now. Be mindful when your negative emotion arise. They have one technique name called Burunjum. English didn't say that. Burunjum means when the negative emotion arising. Of course, mindfulness need to be the point to see the negative emotion arising. But when you arise, right away, where is my negative emotion? Understand? That is not expressing the negative emotion. It's not suppressing the negative emotion. For example, I have anger. Angry this person. Oh, may you be free. Okay, may you be free from suffering. That means you try to ignore your anger. You try to practice something positive, but you try to ignoring the anger. But here, when you use a Burunjum technique, you're using a Panchaparamita's wisdom. So that means when you negative emotion arising, where is my negative emotion now? You don't find the moment relax. That cuts through the negative emotion. It doesn't go not expressing. It's not suppressing. It's not ignoring. You're not using any other thought, you're just cutting the negative emotion through. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that is the technique is very important to apply. This is what I mean here. Okay? Okay. When you negative emotion have, like anger, you notice you have anger. Yes? Then, when anger coming, you say, where is anger? Where is anger? Like what we did before, fourth session, yeah? Where is anger? You don't find, relax. Just few minutes, anger go away. That technique, you're not suppressing anger. Don't be angry, that's suppressing. It's okay to express. Sometimes your emotion need to express. You express one time anger, two time anger, three time anger. Then you become habit. Not good. Oh, you have anger. Oh, loving kindness. Again, you try to ignoring. Sometimes helpful, but sometimes not. So that kind of technique, Burunjum technique, could cut through. Where is my anger? Anger right now. What color? Which color anger? My anger has what color? How shape? Where arising from? Where is right now in my mind? Where is it ceasing? When I check, I don't find, relax. That is the Burunjum technique. That can cut anything in your mind. Any guilty, regret, loneliness, depression, fear, included all the negative emotions and feelings. Okay. Now the Karuita. Okay. then two verses, very very simple. They're saying that whenever you are, morning, afternoon, evening, whichever time, whatever you're doing, don't forget to benefit sentient beings with mindfulness, with conscientiousness, with carefulness. To be all the time try to benefit all sentient beings. The last one, dedication. Whatever I try to accumulate merit, I want to dedicate for all sentient beings through Panchaparamita of wisdom to benefit all sentient beings free from suffering and cause of suffering. That is my dedication. Okay? So this dedication you can use. They have this writing. You can use this dedication merit whenever you want after the do something good. You want dedicate, you can dedicate this one. You can just read this whole line. Is dedication the merit? It's very good. And my session is finished. Okay. Okay. So I do just short dedication, then 5 minutes break, then we have one teaching. Kaingo. Kaingo namaskaram. Parag Patipan Muni Sifu can teach, okay? Sanam Deye Thamje Sekbanye Thamne Nyebe Dhanam Hamje Yingye Gadna Jevala Thobaye Sibhe Sole Rova Thovara Esho Chanjo Samjo Rinpoche Maje Banam Je Shurje Jeba Nyamba Medanya Kone Kondo Phevara Esho. We read the our dedication merit is in the book 37, verse 37. The last one, we did in English, okay? And Thai. First one we read in Tibetan, He dara zumbi, nrubi, ngewa, nam thai, nrubi, ntungara, saji, chirikosum, nambara, tabi, sheragji, changchu, hoa, jase, nais. English.
In order that all the virtue accomplished diligently in this way, may clear away the suffering of limitless beings. It is the practice of bodhisattvas to dedicate all virtue toward enlightenment with the knowledge of the three spheres of equal purity.
Okay. 5 minutes break, then you come back.